Joining us from Washington on the phone is Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Federal disaster assistance to flood-affected counties in the Northeast. Can you bring us up to date on where we are? I think FEMA is actually here right now.
FEMA is there now conducting their preliminary assessment of damage to homeowners, but what the governor got was he asked for a disaster declaration for public assistance, which is to repair and replace public infrastructure. Along with Senator Klobuchar and Representative Kravac, pressed the president to make the disaster declaration as quickly as possible, and I was happy that the president did it. He did it in a week. He turned it around. This is really quick as these things go, and this will allow critical disaster assistance to replace roads and bridges and public buildings. For example, I was in Moose Lake the second weekend of this, and they were everybody was working on the school, and I was witnessing just incredible hard work and kind of they wanted to get the school open when the school year starts. And this assistance will allow them to do that. And that's a tremendous relief. Also, what I saw was unbelievable sense of community. You know, I got millions of stories. I was in Barnum, which is in Carlton County, and this couple had lost their house. They just complete damage, and they told me that they had decided to move out west, where they have some relatives, and they said, but these kids came every day and helped them dig them out and save what they could save. Tremendous amount of work. It was really hot. And these kids just worked tirelessly. And each day at the end of the day, they'd say, thank you for letting us help you. And they said, you know, we decided we're going to stay here. This is our community.
We've been asked about the individual property damage. And I know, as you said, FEMA is there today to assess that. What, at least in your recollection, what kind of a track record is that for federal assistance to?
Well, the threshold for that is a little bit more complicated in terms of the formulas and the criteria. As I said, beginning today's state and the state and FEMA are conducting their preliminary assessment of damage to homeowners. I am certain there's enough here that the governor is going to submit his request, and I will push the administration to grant individual assistance as soon as possible.
The last time you and I talked was just a couple of weeks ago. We were anticipating the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act. Tell me about the medical loss ratio provision. You had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I wrote this piece for the bill. I'm very proud of it. And basically what it says, it sounds technical, if you can call it the 80-20 rule. Basically, it says that on small group and individual policies, insurance companies have to spend at least 80% of the premiums they get on health care, on actual health care. The other 20% can be used for administrative costs, for profit, for marketing, for CEO salaries, et cetera. But 80% has to be used on actual health care. It's 85% for large group policies. And if they don't meet that, they have to return money to the policyholders. And Minnesotans are going to get 123,000 Minnesotans are going to get checks. It'll be an average of $160 per family. This is the biggest cost containment measure in the bill. You know, it's actually based on a Minnesota law that was passed in the 70s. And in Minnesota now, the medical loss ratio, which again is a percentage of the premiums that are spent on actual health care, is about 90 or 91. And that's because we have so many not-for-profit insurance. The health insurance, about 90% of the health insurance in Minnesota is not for profit, and that's why we have such a high medical loss ratio. Before I put this law in, before this kicked in, there on individual policies, it would be as low as 40% in some places, commonly 60%. So this is really bringing down the cost of health care and making sure that our health care dollars are spent on actual health care. If the rest of the country did health care like we did, we would be addressing the deficit issue in the biggest way possible.
Okay, we've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Thank you for calling us again, and we'll talk with you soon.
Great to talk to you again, Jay.
And I just want to follow up a little bit on our conversation. If you do want to contribute to what is known as the Twin Ports Region Long-Term Flood Relief Fund, there's a couple ways you can do that. You can help out. There is an account established at Grand Marais State Bank. You can go online. That address is 2012floodrelief.org. That's all one word. Or you can call Donna Lunke here in Grand Marais. She is the United Way volunteer, and her number is 387-1607. Those are a couple ways that you can help contribute to the Twin Ports Region Long-Term Flood Relief Fund.